Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. We're talking Valley Falls boys basketball. The Dragons with a couple games to talk about. 10-4 on the season and 7-2 in the Northeast Kansas League. And didn't play last Friday, Coach, so I had a little bit of time off, but then played back-to-back nights Monday and Tuesday. The Monday game resulting in a loss at Horton, 78-60, the final score. And I guess some nights you run into, some hot shooting teams. Horton was certainly that, it seemed like, and just a little bit too much to overcome Monday, right?
Yeah, they were. Give all the credit to Dave and the boys because, they hadn't been shooting it very well, but then they just started lighting it up. And it was a combination of several guys. It wasn't just, one or two that were hitting shots. It was a handful of them. And when they get rolling, they've got an inside-out game. And they played really, really well. And, part of it was we didn't do a good enough job of trying to force them to play worse. But they did a great job. And it was a battle on. I thought it was going to be a game that was, both of us scoring high numbers. And kind of ended that way. I think the game was a little closer than the final score indicated. But, I was proud of our effort, but our execution just wasn't there.
Three guys in double digits. Trenton Van Houten led the way with 25 points. Let's talk about him because he also eclipsed the 1,000-point mark for his career in that game. I know you got to celebrate him earlier this week again as well, but that's a lot of points. Accomplishment to certainly be recognized for a guy that's really just fit in almost perfect with your team, right?
Yeah, definitely so. That's one thing that I kind of made known last night that he's made an impact on our team, not only on the court, but in the locker room, in the school. He's become a leader. I'm super proud of him. Scoring 1,000 points is an accomplishment. It's big time. And to do it, the way he's done it, going from, playing, 3 years at one school and coming over to us and just fitting right in. And I'm just super, super proud of him.
You did have a nice bounce-back game as well, beating Pleasant Ridge on Tuesday night, two nights in a row, but it was home, and you win 72-38, and, man, 40-15 at halftime. It just seemed like it was completely another dominant game, and defensively took them out of what they wanted to do, and offensively had a lot of guys contribute again.
Yeah, we were it was kind of a slow start on both ends, but then once we got going, we really got going down up and down the floor and doing some good things. Again, Trenton, he led the way with 22 last night, and Colin had probably his best game efficiency wise. Didn't miss a shot from the floor. He was 9-9 from the field and 2-2 from the free throw line. And when you get that guy going with his footwork and speed inside, good things are going to come. So another guy in double figures, Damian, it knocked some shots down, and that's key for us moving forward. A lot of guys contributed last night, and that's what we got to have, especially on the defensive end. Pleasant Ridge has got some dudes, and they've played some teams, their record is not great, but they've played some teams that are tough in our league, and they've played them well. So I was excited at the outcome that we had last night.
Yeah, Damian's working on a triple-double. He ended up 8 boards, 7 assists, and Hayden Carney had a handful of assists as well. I know that's something that you've preached a lot, and this team seems to really just embrace, when we're talking about assists, just sharing the basketball, and it doesn't matter, who's having the night, but you got a pretty unselfish team, and I know that's been a big plus so far.
Yeah, I write that on the board about every game. When we're sharing the ball, I feel like we're unstoppable. When we get in that mode, we're a few games here and there for some possessions. We play a little one-on-one, and that happens at times in games when a guy maybe feeling it and stuff like that. But when we're sharing the ball and moving it like we were last night, we're a very, very tough team to beat.
Upcoming schedule has the game at Troy this Friday night. We won't look past that because that's a pretty good game. I mean, I know you handled Troy earlier in the season, but this is another big game with league and certainly sub-state implications on these remaining six you got on the schedule.
Yeah, 100%. Troy's a tough team. We played, possibly, one of the best games we played all year when we played them at our place. It'll be a little bit different at their place. None of our guys have played in that gym whatsoever. No shot clock, stuff like that. I look at what Troy's done since we beat them. They were kind of on a roll, and they go to the one of the toughest midseason tournaments that there is, and you know they play Nemaha Central really tough, and then they turn around and they play Rock Creek tough. So they're a good team that's capable of doing some good things. So we've got to have the mindset that we're gonna go out and compete at both ends of the floor and play as hard as we possibly can, because they're going to be hungry just as much as we are for the W.
You bet. Well, you do have, I think, four of your last five at home after the road trip to Troy on Friday night. So hopefully build some momentum here down the home stretch for sure. Best of luck Friday, Coach. Appreciate your time. We'll chat again next week.
All right, Justin. I appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
Caleb Gatzmeyer, head coach of the Dragons, on the Valley Falls Locker Room Chat, brought to you by the Elevator in Valley Falls and by Heinen Repair.